yes, you can visit the village's little chicken coop, and I urge you to. This building was built just as we said it was, just a tiny little farm building, an outbuilding to put your chickens and raise some eggs, that sort of a thing. Now, as pioneers, the village failed to make a dent in the chicken and egg business. So like anyone seeking to stay on the farm between the years of 1915 and 1923, we revisited this building with a timely pursuit that was indicative of those years. Now, given the provincial government's prohibition of alcoholic substances in 1915, hard-on-their-luck pioneers turned to making liquor for their personal use, but also to sell on the black market to neighbors, miners, hotel keepers, and sometimes even to criminals who would drive the illicit booze to lucrative markets across provincial and international lines. Home-built distillation boilers, or stills, were hidden from the Alberta Provincial Police in caves, remote shacks, and in farm outbuildings like repurposed chicken coops. In southwestern Alberta, one of the most infamous bootleggers was Emilio Pecorello, also known as Emperor Pick, whose escapades ended with the shooting of provincial policeman Steve Lawson. And that also gave Emperor Pick a date with the hangman. Now, prohibition ended in Alberta in 1923, but with the implementation in the United States, the business remained profitable for another 10 years, and loaded cars roared across the border continuously until the repeal of the Volstead Act in 1931.